We are all in business one way or another. What is business? The purpose of a business is to get a customer. Customer means someone we sell something. Ourselves, a product, our time, our knowledge, our pretenses, our lies. So, ultimately we are all in business, and we all have others who want what we have. Here is an older article of mine about who is your customer, our customer. A really useful way to look at life and at your relationships. Okay, now with that established, I can repeat what I heard yesterday. And it will make sense to you. If the world outside changes, but your business, inside, doesn't, then soon you will be out of business. Out of customers. Out of money. Out of support. Out of relationships. So what does this mean to you, me, everyone? First off, what change needs to be identified? We need to get aware what and how the world outside changes and what it is going to mean to us. As a business, the way I defined it above, change is inevitable, because change is the only constant there is. The world always changes. Mostly subtly. But periodically the world, the game of life changes dramatically. The biggest factor is, a certain segment of the population, the greedy one, the shysters jump on trends. In recent times the real estate bubbles, the virtual currency aka cryptocurrency bubble, and take what you have, put you out of business. Even though what they offer is of lesser value than what you offer. On a more personal level, a lover on the side. A homewrecker wheedling her slash his way into your marriage. At this time the big thing, the big threat is artificial intelligence, aka AI. More specifically ChatGPT. But it can be self-driving cars. Or anything that replaces, at least in title, a human. The human touch. The human intelligence. And unless you have a staying power, because seeing the writing on the wall you update what you do, how you do it, maybe even who you consider yourself to be. You are going to be the one left out in the cold. One of the participants in the skill-building challenge has taken on, or so he claims, writing story elements to be used in any effort to sell. Writing stories, telling stories, anecdotes is a real skill. Most Jewish rabbis that the world remembers have this, telling stories well, what made them famous? I say. Now, an AI can tell stories faster and maybe even better than he'll ever be able to. Definitely make them up faster. And cheaper, if that is what you want to use as what you sell. So what would be the real skill, that he would need to learn? He would need to learn how and what kinds of stories can liven up a sales presentation, whether they are told live, in a video, or on a page. He would need to learn to judge if the story works or not. Select the base story, see if it is teaching something, see if it is entertaining. See if people resonate with it. And he would need to learn what prompts he would need to give to an AI to get the kind of story that is going to work. For his purposes. Writing a few stories won't cut it. Or whatever you had in mind that would get you through the night. What everyone shares that I talk to is that they think that with a few hours of doing something they can get better. What I am trying to say is this, in this new environment all the things, or nearly all the things you have been paid to do, hired to do, appreciated for, can be done by an AI as well as you have. But what an AI cannot have is creativity, reasoning, logical thinking, insight, compassion, all the human things that you have been avoiding. But when I am looking at you, neither have you. So you are eminently replaceable. You have been, in your life, in your job, a robot with hardly any human needing activities. The inner stuff. The soft skills stuff. And even if you have something unique and not doable, repeatable by an AI, like me, unless you change inside, you'll be dead meat. Soon. Of course, garbage in slash garbage out. If the person who uses the AI doesn't know the area well, doesn't know the topic, doesn't know the intricacies of the field, then their input, their prompts will be garbage. If my participant doesn't know what the story is for, what is hard-hitting, what is moving, what will sell, then his output will be garbage, whether he does it himself or hires an AI. That is why he needs to learn what works. So he can make his input not garbage, so he can make it, maybe, even good. And please don't be mistaken, I am not trashing you. The entire body of the 8 billion is in the same situation where you are. Unless they learn what is what, learn to discern between truth and story, truth and garbage, they can be replaced by an AI. And judging by the behavior of many people I have the opportunity to observe, that discernment is missing. And it's missing that it's missing. Example, I have been watching this high-paid business consultant. He ordered his starting point in health measurements. I found some problems with his health. I suggested that he talk to me. He paid $25 for his health measurements. I identified what is killing him, and now I have the remedy for him. It will cost him $46 on Amazon.com. I could charge him for a consultation, and then for the nearly half an hour it took me to find the one supplement among hundreds with the same name. The one that is actually pure and unadulterated. But the supplement issue hasn't even come up. He doesn't trust me. Or maybe he doesn't trust anyone. Or maybe he only trusts doctors. But garbage in slash garbage out, even if a doctor can diagnose his condition, which is not likely. Why? Because he will only tell the doctor the symptoms that he finds important, not what actually would clue the doctor into what is really happening. The doctor would make up some stuff, and the treatment would likely kill the dude. His liver is already shot. Every single client's case, clients that I've dealt with, was caused or worsened by the treatment of the symptoms the person considered important. Caused or worsened by it. By delaying real treatment mostly. I can give you all the examples. Just ask for it in the comments. I need at least 5 asks. Humans, more often than not, want to justify their behavior and beliefs instead of correcting it. It is part of the human condition. You don't understand, Sophie. I am like this. I had this history. There is no way I can change. And then they die. Yesterday I had yet another person order something from me that will do nothing for them. But I am not an AI. You put garbage in. I won't accept the garbage. I'll use discernment and override what you asked for. If what you asked for won't serve you. So I muscle tested their health measurements, and they have tumors in 2 areas. I sent the unasked for report to the client. And now there is no answer. The issue can be healed by the energy I wield. But it takes, according to muscle test, $1,200 worth of energy treatment. Will they spring for it? Or will they continue to want to change their diet, cross their fingers, maybe pray? I have no idea. But you see, that is the danger of the changing world. People don't trust, because in a sea of false knowledge, they have never developed their sixth sense to discern what is true and what is a lie. Traditional muscle testing is as accurate as flipping coins. The muscle testing I teach is accurate. But I need to spend 90% of the time teaching you to reliably disengage the mind, disengage the ego, disengage the desires, the fears. By connecting to source. Source is all accurate knowledge. And it takes only 10% to teach the mechanics. As long as you live in your mind, as long as you pretend, lie, have something to prove, justify, etc., you won't connect to source. For a moment, yes. But long enough so you can muscle test? No. Muscle testing is a shortcut to discernment. Discernment requires a person to know, accurately, more than can be known in today's environment. And unless they are like me, have nothing else to do. People won't do it. I have specialized in discernment, in the form of distinguishing, and that is all I have been doing for the past almost 40 years. Oh, and I have had my trusty partner, Source, to check in with for accuracy every step of the way. Is it worth for you to invest time and energy, and eventually money into learning accurate muscle testing? Only you can answer that question. So far history says, no. Out of all the people who have bought the muscle testing course, one became somewhat accurate. Occasionally accurate. When the topic wasn't very personal for him. Why? Because everything is more important to people than their inner development, despite their lip service. That is the hallmark of being an 8 billion person. So what can you do if you are not able and willing to do what it takes to discern? Honestly, I don't know. If you asked an AI, you would certainly get an answer. A wrong answer. Or when your life depends on it, when it comes to your health, ask me. I will not stop looking until I find the answer to your health issues, I promise. The answer may not be that I/source can heal the problem. The answer, often, will be that you need to do something. Or you need to do something differently. My answer will not make sense in light of what you find on the internet. I have an example for you. Diabetes. According to the internet, diabetes can be either reversed or it can go to remission. But it is not accurate. The issue is with the diagnostic criteria. Is what you call diabetes really diabetes? This is, by the way, the crucial issue in medicine. Is what you say it is, really that? 70% of diabetes diagnosis is false. Same number with cancer. So we can say, that most diabetes is caused by the cure, the treatment, by the diagnosis. The cured cancers, the cured diabetes is due to the original false diagnosis, it was never true. What is in between the truth and the lie, is trillions of unearned dollars to institutions, and individuals. So when in doubt, spend the $25 and know that I won't charge you an arm and a leg for what comes after that. And I won't. Because I am not an institution. Because I work from home. Because I wear dungarees, cut my own hair, and eat cheaply. Because I don't have anyone to leave my money to. And I don't care to make more than I need. What I charge for what I do can be pennies on the dollar. Or in the worst case, dimes on the dollar. A dime, for you foreigners, is a 10-cent piece. Get your health measurements https://yourvibe.me/health.